Hello, my name is Miriam, and today I want to talk to you about your corporate plan. Corporate plans should provide the reader with an understanding about why the organization exists. In other words, its purpose. Second, what does it for me? What needs or problem does the organization try to address for our citizens? And finally, how it is tracking and meeting this need. You could say how the organization is performing and achieving its purpose and objectives. These are the three basic questions that a corporate plan should answer. However, in my experience, many government agencies are struggling with that. Most plans I have read are dry, uninspiring, and in some cases, even incomprehensible texts. So how could we change these constituted documents to become more engaging, practical, and inspiring? The short answer is that you should approach this as if you would be telling a story. Storytelling is a powerful and quite natural way to engage someone and convey your messages. Here are five key pointers for great storytelling that can be applied to your corporate plan. First, great stories have a clear structure and purpose. Second, great stories have a character to root for, and that's your agency. You want to get the support of the Australian public. Third, great stories appeal to your deepest emotions. That might take it a bit far in the context of a government department, but that really relates to being authentic, that can reach and move people when it counts. Fourth, great stories are surprising and unexpected. That might be simply the problem you are stating or the programs, policies, and activities you are undertaking. And finally, great stories are simple and focused. If you want to find out more, I recommend reading my upcoming article. In this article, I propose some creative headings and outline the content of each section in your corporate plan while making sure that you adhere to the PGPA Act and Rule and RMG's requirements. I outline practical tips and suggestions that can really help you overhaul your corporate plan and make it a vivid and clear story that can be followed and engage your staff, the Parliament, and the wider public. In the end, how great would it be if your corporate plan is just not in the tick-in-a-box exercise, but actually is utilized throughout the organization on a day-to-day basis, informing decision-making, planning, and is creating a performance culture? So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Make your efforts count.